Kumlen Lablak Gemara, we are up to Dav Ayin Dalad Amid Aleph, about seven lines from the top, Amar Rav Huna. Basically, we had an argument here between three opinions. Remember, there's a difference between a Mavi, if it's a street and you want to make an Erev to maybe carry there on Shabbos, or whether it's a Chatzar courtyard. By a Mavi, if it's a cul-de-sac, you have three sides, the fourth side is open. All you need is either a post, a Lechi, or a beam going across. It straddles both sides, and that's good enough. However, by a chutz, if it be a courtyard, then the fourth side is open. It does not, a lechi is not sufficient. You need two lechis on both sides, or you need a partition covering a major section of that entrance. So it's important to know, when you have a courtyard spilling onto a street, do we treat that street as a mavi or as a chutz? So Rav said, in order to be treated as a street, and to have the leniencies of a street, you need to have a minimum of two courtyards, and within each courtyard, you need two houses. Shmuel disagrees. He says if you have neighboring street, if you have one house on one side, and the other side, you have one courtyard, that's good enough. And then Rav Yochanan said, if you have one courtyard on one side, and the other side, you don't even have a house. You just have a churba. You have a dilapidated hut that nobody really lives in, is good enough. As long as there's a potential, as Rabbi Yehoshua explained, there's a potential for someone to live there. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain the view of Rabbi Yehoshua. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna Bar Chinna said, V'ozda Rabbi Yehoshua L'taymeh. Rabbi Yehoshua is actually consistent with his view that he allows you to, so you're one chashra on one side, on the other side, you know, you have a chatzah, and there's only one house in that chatzah. On the other side of the street, you have a churba. He allows you to use that street in between as a mavi, and you can take things from your house into that street. And he's consistent with his view, because not everyone will agree with that. Not only because of the reason that you don't have, you know, two courtyards and all that, but another problem is that we're scared that you might carry into that room, dilapidated house. I think I will explain. Now we learned, Rav Shimon said, and we had this a number of times before, that if there were things, Rav Shimon says, others say that, you know, if you have a courtyard, you didn't make a native, if you have a courtyard, whatever's inside the courtyard, you're allowed to carry in the courtyard, but you cannot bring from your house into the courtyard. But you're not allowed to take from your courtyard to a roof, because it's a different kind of a property, and you're not allowed to, a different kind of a shus. You cannot take from your courtyard into a karfif, an enclosed area that's wasn't surrounded for dwelling purposes. But Rav Shimon says, if something was in the courtyard prior to Shabbos, then you can move it around anywhere, even though there's no Erev, the Chatzah to the Gag to the Karfer, because they're all the same. What you cannot do is take it from your house into the Chatzah. So Rav Shimon says, Echad Gagas, Echad Kafifas, Echad Chatzedas, where the roofs, these porches, or these courtyards, Rishus Achas Hein, it's considered one domain, lekelim sheshavsu l'teichen, any utensil, any object that was there already before Shabbos, you can transport them and ferry them around. But v'loy lekelim sheshavsu l'teichabais, if you had an item in your house on Friday afternoon, and you made an eidiv in your chatzah, so on Shabbos, you're permitted to carry from your house into the chatzah. And now, Shabbos morning, it's in the chatzah. Rabbi Shimon says, then I agree, you cannot take now this object from your chatzah and carry it to a roof or to a karfif, because it's different domains. It's because when Shabbos started, it was in your house. But if in the outset of Shabbos, or from the onset of Shabbos, this object was already in the chatzah, you can move it around. Rav says, Rav, the halach is Rav Shimon. So Rav came along to the halach of Shimon, but now he adds a proviso. V'hu shela irvu. You know when the halach of Shimon? Only if you didn't make an eidiv in that chatzah. If you didn't make an eidiv in that chatzah, so on Shabbos proper, there's no reason to suspect that you're going to take things from your... Now, if there's no eidiv in the chatzah, Rav Shimon says once something is in the chatzah, you can move it around. So we have to make sure that there's nothing that by mistake you'll take from your house into the chatzah, if you're allowed to carry it. And then once it's in the chatzah, you can forget that the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't there, and you're going to move it around. But if you did not make an eidiv in this particular chatzah, so you're not going to take anything from your house into the chatzah during Shabbos, so there's no reason to be concerned. Aval irvu, if you made an eidiv in your chatzah, so you can take things from your house in the chatzah. Now we're concerned that then tomorrow morning you'll forget and you'll carry from this chatzah to the gag, to the karfif. Then Rav Shimon is made But if there's an eid in the chatzah, you cannot move it from your chatzah anywhere else. Gazrina, we are worried, Dilma Osila Fuke, you might take out a mane de botim lechatzah, you might take out vessels from your house into the chatzah, then on Shabbos you'll move it from chatzah to the gag and so on. Shmuel says, no, we don't make such a gzeda. Bein irvu, bein lo irvu, irvu bein eidiv. We're not worried that you're going to take things from your house in the chatzah and then tomorrow you're going to carry from the chatzah somewhere else. We're not worried.
Said the same thing.
I guess the reason why he's not so worried is because generally speaking, you don't take things from your house and leave it in the chatzah. And therefore, we're not worried that on Shabbos you can take things from your house and put it in the chatzah, and then tomorrow you can take from one chatzah and bring them to another chatzah. Usually the items you leave in the house are more private, more precious, and the items you leave in the chatzah are less so. Rabbi Yechon agrees with Shmuel, halacha like Rabbi Shimon, bein irvu b'lo irvu. So he doesn't make a gzera. Alma, what we say, Rabbi Yechon holds, we're not worried, dilma osi lafuki man in the bottom of the chatzah. We're not worried that you might take out kelim from the house into the chatzah. And therefore, hachanami here too, like we're not worried, dilma osi lafuki man in the chatzah l'churba. We're not worried, if we're going to allow you to carry this churba, if we're not worried, if we're going to allow you to carry into this mavi, you only have one house in chatzah by you, we're going to say you can carry in this mavi, and then there's the churba on the other side of the house. L'chayda, we should worry that you might take something from your house into the mavi, and then you're going to take it to the churba, and the churba is definitely another, you know, there's another owner to that house, and and therefore l'chayda, whoever owns that house did not participate in the mavi because it's a churba. Why aren't we worried that maybe you'll take something in your house and put it in the mavi, and if in the mavi you carry it to the churba? So we see that Yechon clearly, just like in the case of the Reb Shimon, he's not worried that you'll take things from your house and put it in the street, the chatzah, then you're going to carry it around in the chatzah. So they're the same thing over here. We're not worried that you're going to take things from the, you know, your house into the mavi, and then for the mavi you're going to carry it into that churba. Okay, so that's how we explain Rabbi Yechon why he allows that you're allowed to carry into this mavi, even though on the other side there's a churba. Okay, so Gemara, in the case of the churba, even though somebody's there, remember we learned before that it has to be either a dormitory or a place of eating. Since nobody eats or does anything in that churba, that mavi you're permitted to carry because, and you didn't make a shittuf, you didn't make a partnership with that guy in the house because there's nobody there to ask you. So you're allowed to carry in that mavi, and we said it's treated like a mavi, not like a chatzah, because he holds even one chatzah in one house, spilling in the street to the churba on the other side, that makes it a mavi. And so therefore, should we worry that you might carry, you know, something from your house into the mavi, and then from the mavi, maybe into the churba or something? We're not worried. Says Gemara, Yosef Rabbeinim, who come lo shmaita. Rabbeinim sat there, and he said over this whole Gemara, Amalei Rabbeinim Barbeinav Amashmul, sorry, Amalei Rabbeinim Barbeinav. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Rav said, and he asked the following question. Rabbi Lezer said, Bar Beit Av, you yeshiva guy, Amar Shmuel Hachi, Shmuel really say that? Did he really say that? Amalein, yeah, he said that. Amalein, Achvilei Yishpida, show me where he's staying, I want to talk to him. Achvilei, so Rabbi Lezer was shown by Rabbi Bruner where exactly Shmuel was living. Is it true that you said that if you have one chatzah and one house, and the other side you have another house, this that area in between is called a mavi? You said that. I'm like, yeah. So I understand. You yourself said previously that when it comes to Erevim, we have to follow the text of the Mishnah. Literally, what does the Mishnah say? We just learned shahamavi lechatzeres. The relationship between the chatzeres to a mavi is like a chatzah lebatim, by a chatzah in houses. When do you need an eruv by a chatzah? You have two houses in the chatzah, and you think a mavi is the same thing. And it says the word chatzah is in plural, so it's clearly from the Mishnah you need two courtyards, and a courtyard needs two houses. Like Rav said, how can you say that one courtyard and a house in that and another house on the other side is enough? Ishtik, Shmuel didn't say anything. So Gemara asked a question, why do you mean he didn't say anything? Kibla b'nei la kibla. Did Shmuel accept Rabbi Loza's question or not? The Toshban will tell you a story, and let's figure out from the story. The Humavoy was a street of Adai Bay. He was living there, Avas Bar'i. There was a man called Avas Bar'i, and he lived there.
Ovele lecheya. What happened was he made himself a lechi. So he had like a mavi, and he made himself a lechi, a postcard. He treated it like a mavi. Vishoda le Shmuel. Shmuel allowed it. So in other words, similar to Shmuel's case, with only one chatz and so on, and he allowed it. Also, Rav Onan, so Rabbi Lavan came, and Shadya, as soon as Shmuel passed away, Rav Onan came by the town, and he threw away the lechi. Now, we notice a number of times during the Gemara, it's amazing, that if I don't approve of your Ediv, I will come and break it. We had, you know, was Rav Sheshes a few times, sent people out, and here we have another case. Rav Onan came along and broke the Ediv. But he didn't do it while Shmuel was alive, out of respect to Shmuel. But as Shmuel passed away, he broke the lechi, that's it, he threw it away, so that the Ediv shouldn't continue. Omar, he said, and why did he throw it away? So Avi got angry. He said, I don't understand. Mavoyim, you have the street. The Dayan the Bay that I lived here, Vasina Mashmeda Mashmuel. I lived here, and I followed the rules of Shmuel. Neise Rav Onan Barav will come along, Rav Onan, the son of Rav, Nishdayeman, and throw it away from me? How can you do that? And the case of here was, there was a chatzer and the house, chatzer on one side with one house and a house on the other side, and Shmuel said it's treated like a mavi, and therefore one lechi is enough. But the Rav holds, no, it's considered like a chatzer. One lechi doesn't do. And Rav Onan obviously followed Rav, and he threw it away. So the Gemara says l'chayde, but Shmuel maintained his opinion. Doesn't that prove Shema Menor? Like keep limited. Shmuel never changed his mind, and he believed that one chutz on one side, and the house on the other side, in between, what we have is a mavi. So the Gemara no raya le'elam el kilumene. Maybe he accepted it. This is what happened. Chazonahu dehavi ochel nahama bebeisim. The chazon was a shul right there. That other house was a shul. The chazon would eat at home, go home and eat, and he would sleep in the shul. V'osi bayis, and he'd go to sleep, v'bei klisht in the shul. So now, this is the story. So v'eved bari yisrav ha'mokom pitagorim, eved bari yisrav believe that where is the main place of residence is where you eat. Therefore, it's as if he's not there, the shul, nobody lives in the shul. Even though he slept there, he held like Rav, that the main place of residence is where you eat. So therefore, it's only me over here, so I'm allowed to carry the mavi. I don't even need a native. And Shmuel at Taimei, and Shmuel is consistent of Yudama Mokam Lina Gorim. Shmuel was of the opinion that the main thing is that Shmuel followed this. Shmuel held, so that's what Avis thought. But Shmuel believed that the main place where a person is where he sleeps. He sleeps. So therefore, why did he allow over here the lechi? Is because Shmuel maintained his opinion. Maybe, or maybe not. Shmuel maintained his opinion. What do you call it? So everybody thought that Shmuel, the reason of Shmuel, everybody thought that the reason why Shmuel allows all this is because the main place is where the chazan is, and he did not eat in shul, and therefore there's no problem, you let it carry. But Shmuel's main reason was that he slept in the shul. If he slept in the shul, really you have now two courtyards. So this is another case altogether. We had two courtyards here on both sides. Not one courtyard in the house. We had two courtyards. So what's going on here? So we had two courtyards and you need an Ediv. But Eva's Bar-E thought, why can a lechi be good enough? He thought that this courtyard doesn't count at all because the chazan stays at home and eats, and who cares where he sleeps? He eats, so he's not here at all. But Shmuel was of the opinion that no, that it's like, what do you call it? The Mokum Lina garden. The main thing is where you sleep. And since he's sleeping here, you have two chatzeres, so this is a mavi. And Rav Onan learned, like Rav, that the main thing is where you eat. And therefore, or the chazan stopped, what do you call it? Or Rav Onan hold that the main thing is where you eat, like Rav. He holds the main thing is where you eat like Rav, and therefore there's no need for lech or anything else. Or the shamash was no longer there using the shul. If the shamash is no longer there using the shul, then it's no longer considered a mavi. It's now back to a chatzah, and therefore he said if it's no longer a mavi because the shamash is no longer sleeping here, went back to sleeping at home or wherever it is. So therefore, circumstances have changed. It's no longer considered two chatzeres. There's only one chatzer. If there's one chatzer, Shmuel changes mind. He follows Rav that it's not considered a mavi but a chatzer. A lechi is not good enough. Says he went further. Amar Rav, use the name of Rav. Mavli. If you have a street, shetzidei echad, one side of the street, oivei kechavim. You have a picture here in Rashi. You can see where the mavi is. And on the left side of the street, you have a courtyard with a goy. And on the right side of the street, you have a courtyard of a yid. You also have an intersecting the mavi, you have a shesarabim. And then you have more houses beyond the Yiddish chatzar. So these houses beyond the Yiddish chatzar, these courtyards, they have no access to the mavi only by going through the chatzar of the yid. So here's the name of Rav. Mav, if you have a street, shetzidei echad kechavim, one side is a goy, shetzidei echad kechavim, one side is a yid, ein ma'ar, and then you have a number of other yidin afterwards, ein ma'arvin oisei derech chaloinois, we will not allow these houses to make an eidah, or these chatzedas, the Jewish chatzedas, to make, or houses next to the Yiddish place, to make an eidah between them if they have an opening to Shusarabim and they have no opening to the Mavi whatsoever. All they have is those, you know, those windows or doorways between them, is through what we call cavities in the wall, and they want to be able to carry into the Mavi. So they want to carry from their house to the next house, to the Yiddish house, then into the Mavi. They cannot make an eidah between themselves in this case. Why? We'll soon see. To be able to carry into the street. We don't allow that. Rav said, did Rav say the same thing even in the case of a courtyard? You talked to me about a case where there's a street, a mavi in between. What about in the chatzar? You have a goyish neighbor, and you have a Jewish neighbor, and then you have other Yiddish houses next to this Yiddish house that's sharing. You have in one chatzar sharing a yid and a goy, and then you have next beyond that, you have a bunch of other Yiddish houses. So the question is, can they make an eidah between themselves, all the Yidin, so that they can carry into the chatzar by making an eidah with Yiddish house, they can carry into the chatzar of the Yid. They want to whatever put their things into this chatzar. And Rashi says why we talk about windows all the time is because generally you don't have big doors between one courtyard and the next. They want some privacy. Yeah. So Amalei by Rabbi Yisuf, Amalei Rabbi Yisuf the chatzar. Rav says the same thing by chatzar as well. Amalei in yes. Rabbi Yisuf says, Rav said this makes no difference if we're talking about the case of a Mavi. In the same circumstance of being a courtyard, only a Yid and one guy living in this courtyard. And then in the next courtyard, you have other Yid and they want to join with this Yid over here, make an Eidav so that they can carry through this Yid into this courtyard. We won't allow it. Okay, now the Gemara asks, the Le'om Mahav, Amina. So they said to Abai, you're asking the question if you said by a Chatzah, as if to say, maybe he's not talking about a chatzah, therefore the reason must be X. But now that he's talking about a chatzah, the reason is Y. So what did you think the reason was if he's not talking about a chatzah? The Loi Amar, if he did not talk about a chatzah, he's only talking about a mavi, then my have amina time of the Rav. What would you have thought the reason of Rav is? Why should a chatzah be different than a mavi? What were you thinking? So he says, I'll tell you why. I thought that the Svar Rav is Mishnah Kesavra. I thought that ein mavi nita belechi v'kaidim. I thought that this has something to do with the din of a mavi, which is limited to a mavi. That is, that to be lenient with a mavi, you need to have, you know, all the lechi v'kaidim. And we have the requirement. The requirement is you have to have two chatzedas or two houses in each one. Achi batin v'chatzed psuch in the teicha. You need two houses and two chatzeras. And over here, all you have is one chatzah. Even though on the other side, you have a goy is not considered a house, is not considered a dwelling place. One goy and one yid is not considered a dwelling place. That's how I thought this reason is. So then they asked him, if so, v'tati lamali, he already told us the din before that in order to have a mother you need two chatzeres, so why repeat it again? In the case of a goy, it's the same principle, the goy is as if non-existent, as if only have one chatzah, so you can't carry. What were you thinking? The mother is trying to understand the Abai. When you're asking a question, I ask a Stam the Velteran, or you had a thought process and you wanted to clarify what it is. So you thought it was only limited to a case of a Mavi. Why would you think it's only limited to a case of a Mavi? So you're telling us you thought that the logic behind all this is because in order to be a Mavi, you need two Chatzeris. And over here, you don't have because the guy doesn't count. If that's what you thought, Rav already told us this in before. Why would Rav have to repeat it again? So Abai said, I'll tell you what I thought. I thought that he tatted toes again because each one has a different nuance. I would have thought, Didas over Gechavim, Shmo Dida, Kamashmalan, the Didas Gechavim, Leishmo Dida. I would have thought, as far as a Mavi is concerned, even though we learned before, when it comes to Eruv Chatzer, there's one Yid and one guy living together, you don't need an Eruv. But I would have thought, as far as a Mavi is concerned, if you have a Chatzer on one side of a Yid, a Chatzer on the side of a guy, maybe that's sufficient to say we have two courtyards and it's a Mavi. It's a guy, but I would have thought, as far as a Mavi, which is more lenient, maybe we can accept the residence of a guy as a Chatzer. Therefore, Rav says, no, the residence of a guy is not even a residence, even as far as a Mavi is concerned. No, we should say just a din of a guy. The Ima Hachav, and tell us that it doesn't work. So I would know the principle that you need two Chatzeres. No, Ima Hachav, I thought, well, you dine a bottom kama. I would not have known how many houses you need inside each courtyard. Here, all we talk about is courtyards. We're not discussing how many goyim live in that courtyard, how many live in this courtyard. So I would have thought one guy in a courtyard, or one per house in one courtyard, a Jew, and another Jew in another courtyard, that's enough to make the street in between a mavi. I would have thought so. Is bottom commercial and bottom train. That's why in the other din that we learned yesterday, Rav had to say, no, two houses per chatzah. That's what I thought then. But I asked my Rebbe, and my Rebbe told me I was totally wrong, that his din is not limited to a mavi. The same din applies to a chatzah as well. So what is the svar then? It has nothing to do with what constitutes a mavi, because we're talking about even a courtyard, one yid and one guy in a courtyard. And then the next courtyard, there are other yidin, and they want to make an eder with this yid so that they can take things and bring it into this courtyard on Shabbos. They can't. What's the logic then? Time, they have a whole different reason. Somebody holds, we're not allowed to encourage an individual yid to live with a goy. Remember, the reason why we say that a yid and a goy living together, you don't need an native, is because it's so rare. We're scared that the yid will learn from the bad deeds of a goy, and it's rare because the yid was scared to live alone with a goy. But over here, we're making it easier for the yid to live alone with a goy by allowing other yidin and Shabbos to make an native. They can have kiddushim together and so on. You make his life pleasant, he'll continue living this way, and we want him to move out. So therefore, by discouraging him from making it easy to have an Erev on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yosef said, so this is not what Abaye asked Rav Yosef a technical question, and then Abaye explained, now that you told me this, I understand what Rav is saying, which Rav Yosef didn't, and Abaye enlightened Rav Yosef. Abaye said, Rav Yosef, now that you told me this, I can tell you his reason. His reason is because we don't want to encourage the Yid to live in the goy and make his Shabbos easy. We want to make Shabbos difficult, so he should relocate. I'm going to be asking, now that you mentioned that, Ihochiv, so, Hainu de Shemaynu Rab Tavla, this is what I once heard Rab Tavla say, the Omar regarding this halacha, when he said this halacha, he mentioned a goy twice, and I didn't know why he said a goy twice. In my own, what he said, now I understand. He said the word goy twice to tell me that this din is to do with a goy regarding a mavi, and a goy regarding a chatzah. That in both cases, we don't want that to help the yid live there, so therefore we're not going to allow him to live alone with a goy, and then other people next door should be able to use his property to go to the mavi, or other people next door should be able to use his chatzah, because we want to make his life a little bit difficult. He shouldn't remain there. Okay, that's today's Gemara. Everyone should have a good day.